I'm Brian Bull with National Native News. In today's headlines, Native health officials are complaining of data issues with outside governments, while a school board votes to relieve the superintendent for Rapid City Area Schools of her duties following a civil rights investigation. The story is today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Native American communities are often left in information blind spots because federal and state governments restrict public health data. That's according to KFF Health News. It reported federal investigators and tribal epidemiologists documented multiple obstacles, including confusion over data sharing policies, poor or old data, and strict privacy rules for sensitive health issues such as HIV and substance misuse. And in 2022, the Government Accountability Office published a report that confirmed tribal health officials' concerns, including at the Great Plains Tribal Epidemiology Center. Federal investigators learned that health officials in Native American communities dealt with federal agencies lacking clear processes, policies, and guidelines for sharing data. Tribal health officials reported that data denials hindered their ability to respond to serious health events, including contact tracing during the COVID-19 pandemic and a syphilis outbreak in the Midwest and Southwest. They add that while some data sharing has improved, there's more work to be done. In South Dakota, Rapid City Area School Superintendent Nicole Swigart has been relieved of her duties by the local school board. This follows reported remarks published in a recent civil rights investigation about Indigenous students. SDPB's C.J. Keene reports. And insert C.J. Keene spot here, and coming out of his out cue. And on this day in 1975, 100 Native American protesters took over the Portland, Oregon offices of the Bonneville Power Administration. The occupation was part of several activities organized to protest what they said was federal repression on South Dakota's Pine Ridge and Rosebud Indian reservations. Similar occupations were staged at Alcatraz Island in 1969 and the BIA office in Washington, D.C. in 1972. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, hosting from KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.